Praise you, Lord. Can we all stand and sing out the chorus he's playing in moments like these? In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I live. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we gather here this morning, Lord, hopefully we can all say we truly love and appreciate you with all our hearts this morning. Lord, for we can lift up our hands and sing praises to you, Lord, for what you've done for us. Lord, we can sing out a song, Lord, for all you've done for us and all you've given us, all the revelation, Lord, you've freely bestowed on these people. Lord, we appreciate this morning, Lord. Lord, sometimes we feel so unworthy of your grace and your mercy. But Lord, that's how much more thankful, Lord, we ought to be, Lord, for what you've done for us. Lord, and as we gather here this morning, Lord, we pray, Lord, that each one, Lord, sings from the top of their, Lord, the bottom of their hearts, Lord, and give you all the praise and glory that you truly deserve. Lord, we just ask you to have your way in each and every phase of this service. Lord, it may be done to please you, Lord, everything that's said and done. Lord, we'll be sure to give you all the glory and honor that's due unto you. In thy precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray all these things. Amen. In moments like these, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I see. There to page 167. The old rugged cross. Amen. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The old cross where we appreciate you with all our hearts. Amen. Always want to keep that cross before us, saints. Amen. Page 12. Amen. And always be thankful for his little presence in this place. Amen. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can I feel the same sweet spirit that I felt. there's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills this place. I've touched the hem of His garment many times. Hallelujah. I can almost see His face. And my heart is overflowing with the fullness of His joy. Hallelujah. I know without a doubt that I've been with the Lord, and I appreciate it. I love Him. He's so good, saints. Amen. Never take it for granted if you can feel His Holy Spirit. Never fail to thank Him for all He's done for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we appreciate Your Holy Spirit. Lord, we appreciate You taking the time to be with us this morning. Lord, we ask You to bless us now with Your precious word. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. That's why we've come, to hear what He has to say to us. Amen. Fill His Holy Spirit. Let Him dip His love in your heart. Amen. Brother Paul, at this time, would you come take the offering? Amen. Spoken or unspoken, God knows all about it. Amen. Let's just bow our heads to Him in prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come hungering this morning, Lord, to hear what You have for us. Lord, that's the only way we can grow, Lord. It's such a desire, Lord, that You've placed down in our hearts, Lord, together to sing praises unto You, Lord, for all You've done for us. Because we can't help it, Lord. It's burning in our hearts this morning for all You've done for us. Lord, then to come and to hear Thy word, what You have for us, so we can grow. Lord, so we can become closer to You. But Lord, in the meantime, Lord, we have needs, Lord, to rise in this flesh. Lord, sometimes it's spiritual, sometimes it's financial. Lord, You know all about it. Lord, sometimes troubles just arise in this life, Lord, and we can only turn to You, Lord, to take care of them for us. But Lord, we serve the one true God, ruler of heaven and earth. And Lord, You know what's in each heart this morning. Lord, I ask, Lord, that You bless each and every one here. Lord, I ask You to meet each need, Lord, in a mighty way. Lord, for those who can't be here, Lord, our heart goes out to them. Lord, our hearts is with them. We always think about them. Lord, because we are one body under Your name, Lord. And we all come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Lord, we ask You to take control, Lord, of each life here. Lord, as the word comes forth, Lord, we ask You to reveal it to our hearts. Lord, we appreciate Your Holy Spirit, Lord, here this morning. Lord, may we never forget what You've done for us on Calvary.
people.
Lord, it makes a person feel so unworthy. But Lord, so much more thankful because they see where they came from. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Appreciate you with all our hearts. Lord, we ask you to have your way now. Meet every need according to your perfect will. We'll always give you the glory and the honor that's due unto you. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone have a special they'd like to sing? Sister Grace. Stand if you will. ask our pastor to come sing that little chorus. Fill my cup, Lord. Amen. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come drink with this thirsting, not my soul.
Just bow our heads again for a moment of prayer. Precious, precious Heavenly Father, we thank you again. We say many times, Lord, we thank you, but we mean it from the depths of our heart that we are so appreciative of what we see in the time and hour in which we're living in. And Lord, to see by grace what you've done for us. We ask now today that as we have gathered in here, Lord, and each one has laid aside everything to take this opportunity, Lord, to come and gather here around your precious word. Lord, as they did that, they was also, Father, committing their heart to you, asking you to open their hearts to the word of God. Father, there's a revelation in here in this word that we still haven't got, that you'll reveal it to us. Make it plain to us, Lord. For Lord, we realize, as your precious scripture told us, without faith, it is impossible to please you. And that's what it's all about today, Lord. We want to please you in every way, Lord, every way. So we ask it, these words of thee, as we read upon them, Lord, and bring these precious quotes and scriptures. Father, give us the hunger we need to receive, oh God. We commit ourselves to you now, Lord, and bless us is our prayer. In your glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Saints, remember something as I read last week. The Holy Spirit must live in the church so perfectly that head and the body unite as one. So perfectly. I trust that we'll have our hearts open today to God's precious word. Let us turn our Bibles and read a scripture again. I'm going to read a couple things over again. We want to go back into this actions declaring him that was on last Sunday, and just take it a little bit further and trusting that by this it'll stir a greater challenge in our hearts and a greater desire and a greater understanding of his word. St. John 10th chapter, and let's just read the 37th and 38th verse of it. John 10 and the 34th, 38th verse. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. I just think this because the prophet said, could not we say the same thing today? You know? But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, which is actions, that ye may know, that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. What a grand relationship. Amen. May the Lord bless reading his word, and you may be seated. If we too can find that place in our life that we know it's Christ, without a doubt we know it's Christ living in us, and everybody passing by knows it's Christ living in you. They know it's something you cannot do. It would be impossible for you to do. And it ain't people, it ain't the thing that people won't recognize. It they will, you know, because I've seen people in the past, you know, they recognize it, and they may come up to you and maybe just seen you go through a terrible situation. Maybe somebody really trying you and was just really mean to you and just say something really nasty to you. And you return good for evil, return kind words, and it turns away that wrath. And they see it actually manifest. They see somebody was angry and upset and just ready to tear you to pieces. Maybe not, maybe physically, but could be physically too, but maybe with words. And they see by the way it was handled, it turned that wrath away. And they've seen it with their own eyes. And they know they just don't see that every day. And that's just one certain portion of the Word, but many and all the portions of the Word of God, you know, to be manifest. And again, I'll read this quote to just kind of stir minds back again, what we was building off of. And this was in Christ, the Mystery God Revealed. Again, now, are you hungry for the Word today? You didn't just come here just to sit here and say, I was here. And you're not coming here to listen to me, by no means. I'm just going to tell you what the Word says. So that's what we're here to listen to. And the Word is God, you see. So may we pay attention now and have our hearts open for the Word of God. Then when we are born of Him, you know what that is, a new birth. When we are born of Him, we are filled with Him. Now notice what comes with that new birth. You're filled with Him, okay? Just as He tells us here. See your life, and he stops there, and he says, his life is in you. See, now when we're born of him and filled with him, his life is in us. Something we've heard hundreds and hundreds of times, read it hundreds and hundreds of times, you see. But let's just see what this all means to us as we go along in this now. Then he goes on to say these next few words that we've built off of. Then all our actions should declare him. All of them. Now there's a reason he said that. And as we go into the scriptures and more quotes, we'll see why he said that. You know? And he said, like taking life out of one tree and putting it into another, take a life out of a pear tree, put it in an apple tree, it'll bear pears. It's got to. Because the sap, and he says, the life in it, the germ, is pear tree. He says, all right. Then he says again, then all our actions should declare him. Now that's, as we said last Sunday, you know, that's a lot of actions. We all have a lot of actions every day. We all express a lot of actions. And people see a lot of things about you, the way you do things. They see if you're really dependent on God in your life. They see if you are really sincere with what you believe and you've applied it in your life. They see it. No. They know if you're a bluff. They know if you're a hypocrite. They know if you're a put-on, a make-believer, you know, because it's so easy to see. You know, when a person stands there and declares they're a certain thing or says they believe a certain thing and then their life points a different direction of what they live, their actions, remember? You can say anything you want to with this, but our actions speak so loud, the prophet said. Our actions speak so loud, you know. And that's what we've got to remember. Actions are speaking very loud. Okay? And again, we may not think, well, this is not important. But I want to read you a little something here before we get into our main message here to just bring us to recognition, to thought here. And this was something the prophet was talking about in calling Jesus on the scene. And it was March 19, 1964, and it's this paragraph 90. And keep in mind now, as I read this, the prophet had this vision of Marilyn Monroe and told him what she died of. Okay, they had all these theories and all these accusations and what they thought happened, this, that, and the other. Some thought she was murdered. Some thought she committed suicide. All these things, but God showed him. Why he showed him that, I don't know, but God showed him anyway. And he knew why Marilyn Monroe passed away. Okay? He says, now when I was in Canada the other day, my kids kept telling me over a certain place where a lady had let us have the house had a television. And they said, there is going to be a play called The River of No Return. That's the river I fish on all the time. And John Smith, a friend of mine, takes that tour. And said, they made a movie of it. And said, Daddy, maybe that Mr. Smith is on the program. Would you like to look at it and see? Well, I said, when I come back from Canada, if I make it in time, I'll look at it. Well, when the play did come on, I went over to see it. And went to see it, he says again. And when I did, who was playing in it but Marilyn Monroe? Now, there she was after being dead a year or more. There she was, all sexy dressed. There her voice was upon, still playing, and will be for years and years upon the magnetic tape, if that magnetic tape holds her actions. He says, when if she would look from where she is tonight, I trust she's saved, he says, but I don't know, that's to God. But if she could look back, she can't deny that. She can't deny this because we've got it. How much more, so here he is talking about this, her actions and her voice and everything was on this magnetic tape. And it could go on years and years and years, people playing it, you know. And I'm sure it could be brought up and played in many places even now. But he's saying this now. How much more has God got every move, every action upon his great supreme tape? That'll be, he says, and we can't get out of it. It's right there. I think of that. Now again, when we read something like this, we think, you know, in that puny mind that we have, we think, you know, how could this be? You know, God is great spirit, you know, this, we think of it, maybe some wackos think of it, you know, that this great being, and I think, how could this ever be? They doubt, you know, who he really is, and what he can do, and what he has done, and been the great creator, and all these things. They doubt all these things, so they think, how could this be, you know, that my actions today would ever be recorded, and had to stand on the day of judgment and all these things played before me. How could this ever be? I mean, this is a little bit far-fetched, they may think. That's the way the carnal, unregenerated mind thinks. Yeah, they don't think right to start with. But it thinks, you know, that's a little far-fetched, my brother. You know, even though the prophet talked about it, it's a little far-fetched that God would know all these things and have all these things tracked. But he does track it. It's recorded. The prophet talked about it being on that great screen, you know, playing at the Day of Judgment. And so we know all these actions will have to be given an account of. All right, so we know that. And we understand that. And that's what he's shown us here as what I read. And I read it for a purpose. But also, we must also understand of what or why all these actions are important. We are here that Christ would be our actions. And Christ would be displaying himself through these mortal bodies. You know that's scriptural, I'm saying. So we must understand that. And it must be such a tremendous revelation, which can only come through the new birth. Such a tremendous revelation that truly we are those people that the Holy Spirit will have to live so perfectly in the church this last days so perfectly. It can't be fooled with. It can't be tampered with. It can't be a little bit different. It can't be a little bit of Pentecost, this last day Pentecost thing, and the message put together. It has to be the full entire word. Actions. Displayed. Manifested. Has to be. Or it's not His bride. You see. And that's the revelation a lot of people are lacking. Because they have seen down through the years so many of things, just people trying to live a good life. They've seen so many people down through the years just saying, I believe. And it never happens. My believers everywhere. Millions of them all over the earth. Believers. You know, that don't make it happen. No. So there's something very important about this that people lack the revelation of. They don't really truly see the reality of how important this is. When that prophet said, every action declare Him, Christ. Okay? Every action. You ever, I can say, if we could just let the Holy Spirit come into our hearts and begin to build this picture of just how important this is to just use the words, every action. When we have so many actions, we have actions how we pray. We have actions what we do in public. We have actions in how we drive. We have actions in how we work. Yeah, some people's actions ain't very good at work because they're lazy. And we know Christ, which is the Word, declares to us, gives us an example of the little ant, you know. So we know Christ wasn't lazy, or the Word actually pushes out any laziness. You know? So, but it's every action. I mean, every action. Do you realize how we can't even grasp the every action, what it is, without the Holy Ghost? Without Christ being in us, our actions can express we don't correct our children, or our action can express we don't love our children. Our action can express we don't love our wife. Our action can express we don't love our husband or our children, whatever it may be. Everything we do has to come out with whatever we're doing has to be able to come out of that word. Now, can we really grasp that? Really seriously grasp that? Is it really that real to us? I mean, because everything we do, we have an action. I said a little bit on this last Sunday, but I just want to express this to you again. Because we've got to see the importance of it, friends. Do you realize that a lot of the actions that's going out throughout the land and many churches today? And message-believing churches, the action's going out. Some are just so carnal and so fleshly. They can't stay away from things of the world, and they can't keep them listening to worldly music, or they can't keep them wearing... Oh, it might be longness, but they can't still stay away from the worldly kind of a dress they wear. It's just, they just can't do it. And maybe, as I said before, it might drag the floor, but then it's all tight around the breast and lifts the breast up. Makes it extrude. What is wrong with people? Why can't they see that every action they have has to declare this word? Has to. I'm sure there's people sitting here today, right in our building, friends. Don't have a clue what I'm talking about, but I'm trying to get you to see this. It's my responsibility to get you to see this. Of course, when you're in that condition, you say, I'm okay. I have no problem. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm going to heaven. I'm telling you, brother. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Because they're blind, their eyes crusted, they need eyesight. Sometimes it's so hard to get to them to put eyesight on. You got to open up a little bit to receive some eyesight. Otherwise, just remain blind. And God knows my heart. I don't want to see a one of you lost. Not a one of you. But I'm telling you, if we, including myself, don't abide by this, friends, you're gone. You may have all kinds of belief. You might have all kinds of knowledge. But if we don't abide with this, we're gone. You can say you believe this and I understand that and I can do this and this, that, and the other. Go ahead. But man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds in the mouth of God. That's what we must strive for. We must strive to see that perfect will of God done in our life. We have to, friends. If it's not there, it just ain't ever going to happen. So keep that in mind when I read about what he was talking about Marilyn Monroe. Her actions. Like I said, I'm sure probably you can pull it up somewhere out there today and her actions will still be there. Dressing filthy like she did, it'll still be there. Yeah. But how much greater is it going to stand before God? Yeah. We might possibly would be able to gather up all the material and burn it and it'd be gone. You'd have to burn up all kinds of films and computers and all kinds of things on the air. You'd have to burn it all up, maybe get rid of it. But guess what? It's still laying there before God. Yeah. So just think of that. Now we'll read the scripture again here in Colossians 1 and just refresh your mind back to it. Colossians 1, 26, 27 verse. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations. Listen to this. But now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known. I want you to catch that word known, because we'll talk about it in a little bit. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. This great mystery of Christ in you. Now we're trusting that by the help of the Holy Spirit today, we'll be able to see a picture. And we'll be able to apply that picture and stand beside that picture and see what we look like compared to this picture. And see if what's standing here beside the picture truly is Christ in us. Okay? Not just an intellectual saying, I believe. Not intellectual knowledge. I understand. No. Not that. That'll never do you any good. But a true revelation, a true knowledge. How can you ever have a true knowledge? By revelation. See? That's the only way. Otherwise, you're just stabbing and jabbing at it in your mind and tossing things around, and you might hit a few things, but it's just something about when it's an intellectual knowledge, friends, that just don't make it live. No. But if we receive the revelation of it, it'll make it live. Okay? It'll express that it's been revealed to you. Yeah. St. John 14 chapter, if you want to turn with me. St. John 14 chapter, and we'll begin here about the 10th verse to save a little bit of time. Like I said, then we'll go in here a little bit later here and see what the prophet says on some things here. Now, listen to these words. Don't be thinking about tomorrow or today, what you're going to eat and all that. Just get that all out of your mind. Because I'm telling you, if your minds ain't on this word, there's a good high possibility it's a wasted thing what you're thinking about. Yeah. John 14 and 10th verse. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Now, aren't we supposed to, before I even read anything else or say anything else about any quotes of Scripture, but don't we understand that we must be the same thing? But now is Christ living in us? Don't we know that's the Word? We sure do. We know it's Christ has to live in us. Let's just read that last part again. I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. In the original Greek, it says the acts, the deeds, things done, actions. He doeth it. Who's supposed to be doing our actions? The only one supposed to be is Jesus Christ. It's supposed to be our actions. Okay? Just keep opening your heart now. But Christ is supposed to be our actions. And we've already been through it many times and went back through it before. We know what those actions are. Now those actions, them actions is what's supposed to come. Now remember, that's Word. His actions is the Word. Our actions is to be the Word. Like we was talking about a little bit ago. Whether it's from the A to Z or into the algebra. Yeah. But again, as the prophet said, if we don't know our ABCs, how are we ever going to go into the algebra? Yeah. But every action must declare Jesus Christ is alive. And it must be declared to this nation and to this people that He's alive. How? Through you and me. Can we really grasp that? Can we? Because, he says, now listen, believe that, well, let's back up a little bit. But the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Wow. The very deeds, the very actions that he done, shall you do also. Now, can't be any plainer than that. The standard can't be plainer than what he said right there. Read it again. He that believeth on me. Now look at all the millions of people that say they believe on him. Look at all the many thousands of people, and probably millions by now, I don't know, or at least a million or more, that believe this message. And can you take the scripture? Can every one of those individuals, including us, can we take that scripture and prove we are the ones that have some actions? Can we prove it scripturally? That's what I'm talking about, friends. Now listen. I'm telling you, I begin to see these things plainer than I ever have, and it seemed to just be really striking in my heart. It's just really burning. God help me. We can't just say we're Christians. We just can't say I believe the message. We just can't say I know Brother Branham was the prophet. We just can't say, my, look what he did here and look what he done there and believe it. That don't scratch the surface, friends. If that same Christ isn't expressing with his actions through our mortal bodies by his Spirit, it don't do no good to believe all those things. It's nice. And we should. If we're believers, if we're genuine, bride of Christ, we will believe those things. But to just do that alone, ain't going to get it, friends. Not even close. We can get excited about it. We can like hearing about it. We can cry when we hear about it. But until it happens in you and me, we're lost. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And I understand, saints, you do not have to sit here and listen to these things. You don't have to. You don't have to put up with it. There's so many places to go. But I know I'm obligated as long as I live and the Holy Spirit is in my heart. This is what I must bring. There has to be a bride. Get ready. And quit playing with this message. Quit calling themselves believers when they're not. When they're a bunch of imposters and impersonators. We've got to be a genuine. Somebody has to be. Somebody has to have this word alive in their life, expressing. And I don't care what we went through. I don't care if we sit right there on Brother Branham's lap. If we was right behind him. Fed him. Slept with him. Didn't he even mention it? He used it in type what they did with Jesus. Bringing and showing what himself felt. They didn't even slept with him. You think are saved because they slept with him? Friends, this same life has to be manifest. I can't stress it enough. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works. Don't think of that. And greater works than these shall he do. There's a prophet spoke about it. It'd be a longer span of time. Because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye ask in my name. Now listen. This is one of the benefits. If you're in that position. And whatsoever ye ask in my name. And God knows you won't ask anything outside of His will. But whatsoever you ask in His name, that will I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, He repeats, I will do it. Just think of this great benefit of Christ being in you. Of asking anything. Anything. And it'll be done. Think of that. Have we got that kind of a revelation? Have we got that kind of assurance? A confidence? And our hearts don't condemn us? Do we have that kind of confidence? That we know we can ask anything. In His name. And He'll do it. Wow. If you love me, keep my commandments. He's going to say what he's going to say here in a few minutes. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. Now you want to know if somebody's got the Holy Ghost? See if they can receive truth. They can't receive truth, friends. You know something's not there. No. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. They just can't. And you've seen that. You've seen it proven. The world can't receive it. No. It wasn't given them to know the mystery of the kingdom. Because it seeth him not. Now pay attention to what he's saying. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him. You born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. Predestinated seed, election. But ye know him. How? How am I going to know him? For he dwelleth with you. And shall be in you. If he's in you, what's going to happen? You're going to see his actions. If you don't see his actions, you don't know he's in you. It's just a belief. It's a trust. It's a hope. But how am I going to know he's in me? Same thing he was talking about future home. Same thing he's talking about who's this Melchizedek. If the Bible says, don't do this, what happens? The body quickly turns to it. It's that seed word made manifest again. Quickly turns to it. Yes, it overcomes. Overcomes the obstacle. Overcomes the thing that's contrary to the Word of God. It overcomes it. And it's living by it. And it expresses, and the actions are seen, that you're the overcomer. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again, what actions is being seen? Doing it over and over and over again. Same old thing. Same old thing. Wrong, 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 wrong. But if Christ comes in, then you see His actions. And it declares Him. For only through Christ Jesus can we overcome. Him being in us, Him expressing His life through us. That's how you overcome. You see? So, pay attention now. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you. I will not leave you comfortless. No. Not once He come in. He'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. Here He says again. But ye see me. Because I live. Why do we see Him? Think about what He's saying. But ye see me. In other words, see is to perceive or understand. Okay? But ye see me because I live. Ye shall live also. That's how you know you see. Because He lived, ye shall live also. How you know you see. How you know Him? Because He dwells within you. How could Christ be in an individual and the person not know it? How could it be? It's impossible. Because you see His actions. You see when Christ comes in your life, you see that the things you could not do before, you may try to stop doing this or start doing this the right way or whatever it may be. But then when He comes in you, you see it just come automatically. And sometimes you're just almost astonished that I did this right. I didn't even think about it. Didn't even try. It just come automatically. I just automatically was kind and gentle to somebody. Every time now when somebody comes in and brings the wrath to me and gets all stirred up and wants to prove me wrong and this and that, just automatically just the peace of God and just joy and my just long-suffering and kindness comes forth. Just so easy. But what's happening when you're sitting there struggling and biting your tongue and just would like to tear into and just like to punch him in the mouth and you're just holding yourself back, but because I'm a Christian, I can't do this. Is there some place you feel you can't go because you're claiming you're a Christian? Or is it because you don't want to go there because you don't have the desire to go there? Answer your own question. See. So many people get in that church spirit we talked about a couple weeks ago, but also just because they think that because they go to church, they must try not to do this. They must not try to do that. Friends, you need a new birth. If you had a new birth, you wouldn't want to do it. It's just all there is to it. You just don't want to do it. Or you want to do whatever God wants done. It's just plain and simple. But when you got to bite your tongue and hold yourself back and maybe that person that cuts you short in the car and you just make that first, well, maybe better not. I better not do that. Somebody sees me. They won't think I'm a Christian. They won't think I'm born again. You ain't. Yeah. It's as simple as that. Simple as it can be. Sometimes we make Christ out. He's... And God's just something weak. Then He ain't got no power. He's just nothing. He can't control nothing. When we sit there and put that claim on our lips that we're a believer and we're born again, and then God can't do it in your life, we sure make the world think God's nothing. But remember, there's a people that through Christ are going to declare to this nation, this people, Jesus Christ is alive. Okay? But he's not a weakling. He can't overcome. He can't quit this and he can't start that. He's much greater than that. It's just that ain't his own. See? But Christ knoweth them that are his. Don't forget that. Let's go on. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know. Now pay attention. Now we're really actually getting into the message. At that day ye shall know. Oh my. I know we've heard the scripture many times, you've read it many times, but just open up your heart a little bit, would you please? At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father. At that day, what day? This day. We're included in this. At that day ye shall know. I actually brought it with me here somewhere. Yeah, let me read that here. At that day you shall know. Just let me read the Greek lexicon a little bit here. And then I'm going to just watch the prophet bring in with what he says. In the Greek lexicon it says, to perceive or understand. Listen. To the Greeks, this meant to know facts. But these facts may or may not affect one's conduct. That's why the Greeks, that's the Greek thing about it. But listen to the Jew. To the Jew, true knowledge. Remember, you can't have true knowledge. You can have knowledge, but you can't have true knowledge without revelation. It takes the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. Then you understand it. Okay? True knowledge always manifested itself in one's conduct. Wow. One did not know something until that fact had a practical outworking in his life. Think of that. Tell me that ain't what the prophets brought before many times. If you receive a revelation from Christ, friends, it's going to act through you. It's going to manifest. Yes. It's like we, you know, use healing for example. You know, we can claim we're healed. We've taught on before. But we can claim we're healed, and by His stripes I'm healed, and all this kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, until the Holy Ghost reveals to you that you are the one that's healed, you can say all kinds of things. I'm healed by His stripes, I'm healed, this, that, and the other. But until the Holy Ghost comes in and reveals personally to you that you are the one that by His stripes, that you were healed, you'll sit there and sit there and sit there, friends. Yeah. Until the Holy Ghost makes it real to you, personally. The prophet even talked about an inspirational strikes, which is what? Revelation. That inspirational strike. And then there's nothing on earth or out of hell can turn you and change your mind. Nothing. You know you're healed. That's what the little colored man got, you know, when he was sitting there at the barber shop and blind as could be, and he's telling them people, telling the old barber and his people in there, God, I got healed down at that meeting. He was still just as blind as could be. But God healed me down at that meeting, and, you know, God does this. And my, he was just so excited and so happy. You know, I thought, boy, this guy's crazy, you know. But what happened? His eyes come open right then, and he went running out of that barber shop. Because it became real to him. The Holy Spirit began to reveal to him, and it opened up to him. He was the one. Because he accepted it. He believed it. This is for me. The eyes may not have still been open, but God knew it was coming. Oh yeah, it was going to manifest. It was going to be fulfilled. That old boy got a revelation that by His stripes, he was healed. You see? Oh my. The inspiration struck him, you see? At that day you shall know that I am my Father, or I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Now just think of that. To know that He's in you. I mean absolutely know He's in you. Think of that. I wonder how many still wonders on our hoping that Christ is in them. Maybe we could call it a trusting Christ is in them. But how many really know Christ is in them? Now remember, we got to just mark it off the chalkboard. If the brain thinks, I accept that, I believe that, and I know I'm one. But the Word of God tells us exactly what will be if Christ is in us. And exactly what will manifest. Tells us exactly what His actions will be if He's in us. Now where does that put me at? The Word of God stands here and tells me exactly what it would be if He's in me. And we know that, don't we? We know exactly what we are supposed to be if Christ is in us. It's been gone over many, many times. And yet I stand here and I think, I know I'm one. I know I'm one. When those actions ain't declaring it. I know I'm one. I know I'm one. I know I'm one. I just know I'm one, Brother Steve. It becomes nothing but wishful thinking. Is it a reality? Is it really happening? Can you really know He's in you when the actions isn't there? Because He plainly told me through His vindicated prophet that once I receive Christ and the Bible tells me not to do something, the body quickly turns to it. It doesn't do it anymore. Now you might get trapped. Satan might trick you into something. But you know where you stand, Dan. You know exactly where you stand. You know, Brother Branham spoke about how could you women wear new shorts and things after he quoted what I just got done saying. Wear new shorts and things, say you've got the Holy Ghost. How could you women that's constantly back fussing your husband, disrespecting, how could you ever say you got the Holy Ghost? And you may sing your little sweet little song, you know, and praise God and everything. And all the time, you ever hear and don't really even know He's in you because you have nothing to prove He's in you. So I'm trusting, trying to believe He's in me. But remember, in that day, you shall know. In that day, you shall know. This is the day, friends. God has given us the Word to where we can know. That's what I'm trying to show you. And He uses these actions that lets it be proof whether we are or not. Now, how many times in His messages does He show us that if Christ is in us, we'll do this. If Christ is in us, we'll do that. If Christ is in us, we're overcomers. All these different things. If Christ is in us, and all those things He's telling us is actions, come for it. But that's what I'm trusting the Holy Ghost will open up your eyes to. And everything we're doing shows whether Christ is in us or not. Otherwise, we're just a bunch of deceived people that believe we're Christians when we're not. I know those are hard things to say, friend, but you've got to understand judgment begins at the house of God so that you don't have to stand before Him in judgment. If we can only grasp the reality of why we're here, what's being said, we're laying in the presence of that sun to ripen. All the greenness has got to be out of us, friends. Thereby, if I understand these things, pour it on. Let that sun shine. Beat it down on me. I want to be Christ all the way. Hallelujah. Oh my. But what does a lot of people do? Run. Put their head down. I ain't no good.
I can't do this. I'm not that, and I'm not this.
But look at the types God showed us even in the Old Testament. When David stood before Goliath. When Moses had to stand before that Red Sea. Daniel stood before those lions in the den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went in that fire. They knew God was with them. Oh my. And we may have been a lot of failures. There may have been a lot of mistakes in our life. But friends, I'm going to tell you, if you can only find out really that Christ is in you. Oh my, there ain't a devil in hell can turn you backwards. No way. You think, oh, I'm going through some awful hard trials right now, Brother Steve. I'm going to tell you, friends, those are still just minor little things to what you may see. Yes. And you better really know who you are then. Really know who you are. Because I'm telling you, they know one of us sitting here has ever been through even what those apostles went through. What Paul went through. What our Lord Jesus Christ went through. What Moses went through. What Noah went through. Can you imagine how many of us would stand? Hadn't stand on a revelation? And know that I was going to have to build a large boat? That it ain't rained for years? And God's telling me this world's going to be flooded and I've got to have something to float on? Can you imagine how many of us would stand on that? And then throw in all the people that's mocking and scoffing and making fun of you. Calling you all kind of names. You're crazy. Always knew you was crazy. Yeah. How many of us would really be able to get revealed, something revealed to us, and we'd build a boat and spend a lot of years on it, building it. And wouldn't give up because of all the people making fun of us. Look how many of us would give up. Because we give up every little test and trial. Every little thing comes along, we think we're sunk. I can't get along any further, brother. Well, God's got a reason for those things. But just always remember, He'll never put more on you than you're able to bear. And the trying of your faith is more precious than gold. Yeah, it's for a reason. And we all have trials. Your trial may not be what my trial is. Yeah. But we're all going to have trials. Our faith is going to be tried. Yeah. But just think, through all those trials, His actions has got to be declared. Wow. What's our actions? I give up. I can't do it. I must not be a believer. I must not be predestinated. I must not go and get healed. How are we going to stand? What's our actions going to be? Oh my. Remember, it shows up every day. It shows up if you're a worrier, always worrying about this and worrying about that and worrying about this. It shows up. Everybody sees you're worrying. Yeah. But everybody also sees that through the midst of a trial, there's joy and peace in the time of trouble. They see it. Everything. Everything we do, friends. When I think back, friends, and of 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and seeing the things people are doing, and believe me, friends, by God's grace, we've climbed quite a bit higher, believe me. But when I look back over those years and see the position that we was in and the condition we was in, I go, oh, God, for your mercy and grace. My, my, my. Just amazing. So God's word does do us some good. Yeah. As I'm very sure that I see from you people many things you didn't used to do before. Aren't you happy then, Brother Steve? No. Not till we do the perfect will of God. Till we come to the fullness of the stature of Christ and the unity of the faith, I'll not be happy, friends. But may we press on, press on, press on. Hallelujah. And only the election is going to be able to press on. The rest of them won't be able to stand it. They won't be able to take it. The rocks will cry, it's too hot. It's too hot. I can't take it. Yeah.
But that little seed says, that's what I want right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll have to close here. My time's over with. Let's read the rest of the scripture and we'll close. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. Now notice what he went from. In that day you shall know that I'm my Father, and you and me, and I and you. And he goes right on down here, which the Lord will, maybe we'll speak on more tonight. Go down here now, he says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Oh my. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So that teaching of the Holy Ghost brings you to the revelation and the knowledge of these things, what God wants in your life. Yeah. And if it's truly been revealed, how could we just push it aside? Why wouldn't it not happen in our lives? You see? And saints, let's close. Won't you sisters come up, please? I'll close there. I know some of us friends are going through some hard times, trials and tests and problems. But I want to remind you, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I want to remind you, we'll get to eventually, Lord willing, and truly understand, the greater is he that is in you than he that's in all the world. I just think we're in this last day, and ye shall know that he's in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in all the world. Don't worry. If God be for you, who can be against you? What shall separate you from the love of Christ? Shall peril or sword, famine, nakedness? Shall any of these things separate us from the love of Christ, love of God which is in Christ Jesus? Shall any of these things? No. None of these things. If we're true elect. If we're these true ones that he truly is in. And that day you're supposed to know. But don't forget, saints, you aren't going to bluff God. You ain't going to bluff him and say, he's in me, when he's the one that puts himself in you. You ain't going to bluff it. No. Because guess what? Our actions will declare that he's not in us. But if he is in us, our actions are going to declare he's in us without any problem. You're going to know he's in you. Yes. So like I say, we've got a lot of people claiming he's in them. But one thing about the message declares and the scriptures declare whether he's in you or not. So don't forget that. So let's press on. Let's press on. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Do you feel that press in your heart? I've got to reach this place, Lord. I've got to reach this place. This is what I want in my life completely. I want every action to declare you. I trust that'll be something that you get so great in your heart, you can't forget about it during the day. It's supposed to begin to happen to me. Every action must declare him. Every action. Every action. And don't forget, today we're going to have actions. Even when we walk out of this little building, go on our merry ways and do what we got to do or whatever, maybe prepare for tonight and whatever it may be, our actions is going to declare whether it's Jesus Christ alive in us or not. Amen. Is this okay? You sure? I trust you can see what I'm trying to present to you. And trust that you'll see it's in the Word. Not my ideas, by no means. No. It's in God's holy Word all the way, you see. So if you don't quite see it, then pray and say, Lord, help me to see this. Help me to understand this. And I want it in my life, you know. Talk to the Lord. You
Let him see that you're sincere about it. That you want to understand this in a greater way. Because we all got to sit here, including myself. I know for a fact I can go back a day, and maybe still times if I fail. Can all at least go back to a day where we know our actions didn't declare Christ. Don't sit there and act like you're all goody, goody, goody. Because I'm going to tell you, none of us, our actions always declared Him. But I'm trusting by receiving these things, we'll truly be aware of it, and the Holy Ghost will have a channel to work and open our hearts to it. And truly declare Jesus Christ is alive in every action. Everything. Everywhere. But you know, it's hard to get to people, in closing, I'm about done. But it's hard to get that to people if people won't even read the Word. Yeah. Won't study the Word, they won't pray, they won't listen to it. And they think they can just come maybe once a week or twice a week and think they won't get it. I'm going to tell you what, friends, it's got to be an everyday thing in your life. As Brother Pitts has mentioned many times, Brother Branham said, a real Christian will read his Bible every day. He'll pray every day. Absolutely. Yes, he will. How could you? Something you're in love with. How could you not? Huh? When there's so many things in there that we need. Yeah. And by the way, I did retire my old Bible. At least bring it to church. It was falling apart so bad I couldn't keep it together, but I still got it. But I got me a new Bible. Amen. And if the Lord tarries, I hope I use it enough that it falls to pieces. Amen. Yes. Glory. I just keep wearing them out. That's what I want to do. Amen. And wear the messages apart if I have to. Yes. But guess what? You ain't going to never wear out. That's prayer. You can talk too much, do this too much, Brother Brandon, this, that, and the other, but you can never pray too much. No. Let us all stand. Amen. I just feel like singing a little chorus. I love Him. Do you love Him? Then you have to love His Word. You see? I love Him. I love Him. Because He first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Our heads bowed. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we stand so humbly before You in Your precious Word. Your Word is so perfect and so right. And it's so good, Lord, that we can turn to something so good and so right and no mistakes in it. Lord, because everywhere we turn to in the world or look at, Lord, it's a mess. The world is truly falling apart. And everything is such a turmoil and hatred and envy and strife amongst the people in the nation, through every nation. But Lord, it's so good to know the One that gives us peace and love and kindness and gentleness. We appreciate You, Lord. And if there's anything at all in our lives, Father, that we're doing that's displeasing You, please reveal it to us. Please give us grace, Lord, to overcome. Lord, it's our desire to become just like You. And truly that every action would declare You. And it would truly be declared to this nation and this people that You are alive. So we ask again now that You go with us and keep us safe, Lord, and watch over us upon the highways, because we know there's many, many terrible, wicked obstacles on the highways. There's people drunk, there's people driving on drugs, there's people driving with hatred and strife, and Lord, vengeance, and all kinds of things, Lord. It's a terrible place to be on that highway. But Lord Jesus, You're the great Almighty. The Lord has given us each an angel to watch over us, and we appreciate that. ask that you would bless us now and give us a desire to come again, Lord, at our next appointed time. If you should tarry, in your most glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's sing it one more time. Amen. I love him. Say as you leave, may God bless all of you that especially have to drive so far. God bless you. I know it's not easy. I'm sure it isn't. I don't like driving myself at all. I tell you, to go very far at all, I don't like to, but I just don't like to do it. But I know what it is to have to do that. So may God bless each one of you that have to do that. And I trust that I'll not let you down, that you'll always be able to feed on God's precious word. So may God richly bless you. You're dismissed.